Well, one of New Zealand's most celebrated and influential architects, Sir Miles Warren, has died at the age of 93. Let's talk to architecture historian Jessica Halliday now. Tēnā koe, good morning to you.
Oh, kia ora, Guyon.
What is the legacy that Sir Miles leaves?
Oh, look, Sir Miles Warren has been a giant of New Zealand architecture, and I'm not even sure I can adequately talk about his legacy. He designed and created with Maurice Mahony some of the most celebrated and wonderful works of architecture in this country. You know, buildings like the Christchurch Town Hall or the Harewood Crematorium. You know, buildings that once you've been in them, you will remember forever.
Yeah, I remember. I grew up in Christchurch and the Town Hall, and I always knew that his name was associated with that building. It seemed like he built all those iconic ones. I associate it with the 70s, although was it a little earlier than that he built the Town Hall?
Yeah, they won the competition in 1966, and they were really young. They were under 40 when they won that competition, and it totally changed the trajectory of that practice.
Yeah, and he built a whole series of innovative buildings, really, didn't he? How would you describe his style?
Oh, look, this is the amazing thing, is that he was really the catalyst and leader of a distinctive architectural movement that's commonly called the Christchurch style or the Christchurch modern.
It's
a localised version of brutalism, which is, you know, one of the modernisms.
Let's stop on that, because I love that phrase, brutalism. Do I get the beehive out of that? I mean, what's the fuck-a-pupper of that? Is that what, it's some sort of fascist architecture, is it?
No, not really. So, brutalism doesn't actually come from being brutal in English. It actually comes from the French for raw concrete, béton brut. So it comes from a certain rawness or directness in how architecture is designed and how materials are treated. And so Miles, I think, would have said, you know, you can clearly see where the different functions in a building are. So like the Christchurch Town Hall, you can read from the outside, oh, look, that big curving shape is the auditorium. And that big fly tower has got to be the James Hay Theatre. So that kind of legibility of function and of materials was really what brutalism was about. But I have to say, Sir Miles did it more than that. He crafted these works of architecture. So they're beautifully detailed, and so that they really transform you and move you when you encounter them.
Mm. What other buildings might listeners recognise that he did, that he's associated with?
Oh, I think if you're in Wellington, the Michael Fowler Centre.
Yeah.
If you're in the Hawke's Bay, St Patrick's, Napier. Not a lot in Auckland, I'm afraid, that you might recognise.
Did he not like it? Did he not like Auckland?
A lot of very prominent Auckland architects in that period that you're competing with. But the TVNZ Network Centre is a Warren and Mahony building from when he was still...
Let's move in there.
I'm afraid it's a building I can't tell you very much about. I'm well and truly from Christchurch.
I might be able to tell you a bit more about that soon. the partnership, it was always known as Warren Mahony, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And look, it was the way those two worked together and complemented each other that was essential. Miles had that design genius to be able to conceive of the building, and Maurice Mahony was just wonderful at being able to translate that into something that other people could actually build. They both had design and that sort of ability to translate architecture into construction. They both had that, but they had those complementary strengths that worked really well together, and that made that one of the most successful architecture practices in New Zealand.
Mm. Let's just finish quickly on what sort of man he was.
Oh, passionate, charming, could tell an amazing story, generous. Like, he established two charitable trusts towards the end of his life so that the advocacy for the arts and for architecture could continue beyond his death.
Mm. Hey, thank you so much. We've learned quite a lot from you this morning. Thank you for that.
Oh, thanks, Guy.
Socialism.